A financial workshop for families will be hosted by the Bessie B. Moore Center for Economic Education in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Dr. Rita Littrell, director of the Bessie Moore Center for Economic Education, says the workshop, titled Money Doesn't Grow on Trees, is for parents and their children who can work toward a joint goal of better money management.
As I looked at the financial crisis, and we play the blame game, one that's often overlooked is the individual consumer who had too much debt, who made poor decisions. So that was one factor affecting the decision. Another was when you look at college students who come in and they end up in debt, or they take out way too many student loans that'll take forever to pay back. You know, if you just look around, you see a lot of poor financial decisions. So there was a need, conversations with families and parents. I am very addicted to children's books, and on my shelves I had books written by Neil Godfrey on money, teaching kids about money. So she had lots of resources, so it's just a matter of getting her here and utilizing her expertise to educate people on the perceived need.
Rita says understanding of financial matters begins at a very young age. It is imperative for children as young as preschoolers to understand wants are unlimited, but the ability to fulfill them is not.
A part of it is making good consumer decisions. So, you know, how do you establish an allowance system? Parents, I know I tried a lot of things that didn't work. You know, and parents always say, well, do we pay for everything? What Neil recommends in her book is that you have some family citizen jobs. And so there are some things you do just because we're all a member of this family and we need to do that. But then it's also important to teach children about earning. Maybe it's they are earning an allowance, but in order to get the allowance, you need to do this, 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 and this.
Rita observes, in the wake of the recent financial crisis, the tendency of individuals to spend money they didn't have because of readily available credit came to the forefront. Poor money management habits included lack of a budget and of awareness of the amount of disposable income available. Rita outlines three main money management guidelines for individuals with families.
You know, they need to, what are their financial goals? Thinking about retirement, thinking about children, thinking about college funds, and then vacations or home ownership. You know, so what are their financial goals? And then a budget as a tool not to control their spending. You can look and say, I could take my lunch, not eat out every day. So the budget helps them to look at what they're doing and to figure out how to achieve those goals faster. But then for that age level, they need to go on and learn about investing tools and, you know, what it is to help maximize, to make their money work for them.
Even though awareness regarding better budgeting and finances has increased, one habit, according to Rita, will be the hardest to break.
The habit of immediate gratification is the hardest to break. We've lived so long with, I want that, or that's cool, you know, look how neat that is, and just pull out the credit card and pay for it. I discuss with my undergraduate education majors, students, ways to break that habit, and one young lady told me she freezes her credit card. You know, it stopped her, and a lot of it is knowing what your weakness is. You know, it stopped her from being able to just buy it immediately. She had to think about it, you know. But a lot of times it's just really not spending immediately and thinking, is this just going to go on a shelf? Am I going to garage sell it in a year or two? You know, how much value does it really bring to my life?
The program Money Doesn't Grow on Trees, featuring Neil Godfrey, author and founder of Children's Financial Network, will be held on Saturday, February 19th.
The event, a money management seminar for families, is on Saturday, February 19th. It's at the University of Arkansas and the Reynolds Center for Enterprise Development. It is from 10 till 2, And the cost is $20 for a family of four, or $5 for each additional person. Everyone attending will get the book, Money Doesn't Grow on Trees, A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible Children. Lunch will be provided, and they'll get the information and the activities for the children and the parents. We will have children's books by Neil Godfrey for purchase at the event, and there will be an autographing time.
Families and individuals can register online at bmcee.uark.edu or call 575-2855 for more information. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.